Science and Technology.
Disinformation and AI. Generation Confusion. Producing disinformation has become easier.
When it comes to disinformation, social media took the cost of distribution to zero and generative AI takes the cost of generation to zero, says René Di Resta of the Stanford Internet Observatory. Large language models such as GPT-4 make it easy to produce misleading news articles or social media posts in huge quantities. And AI can produce more than text. Cloning a voice using AI used to require minutes or even hours of sample audio. Last year, however, researchers at Microsoft unveiled VAL-E, an AI model that is able to clone a person's voice from just a 3-second clip of them speaking and make it say any given text. OpenAI, the American company behind GPT-4, has developed a similar tool, Voice Engine, which can convincingly clone any voice from a 15-second clip. It has not yet released it, recognising serious risks, which are especially top of mind in an election year. Similarly, Sora from OpenAI can produce surprisingly realistic synthetic videos in response to text prompts of up to a minute in length. OpenAI has yet to release Sora to the public, partly on the ground that it could be used to create disinformation. As well as providing new ways to discredit or misrepresent politicians, AI tools also raise the spectre of personalised disinformation, generated to appeal to small groups, think soccer moms in a specific town. It may even be possible to micro-target individuals with disinformation, based on knowledge of their preferences, biases and concerns. Though all of this is worrying, it is worth remembering that not all aspects of the technology are negative. AI, it turns out, can be used for fighting disinformation as well as producing it.